Okay, so just a quick addendum to the last Vav Tachnun. So the halacha tells us that we know when a chassan is during his 7 days of shivas yimei mishta, that one does not say Tachnun with the chassan at the minyan. And the Mishnah Berurah actually brings, he says, therefore it's tovli zahar shli kanis a chassan lebeis a knesses called shivas yimei mishta. It's better that the chassan not come to shul during that 7 days, in order that, due to him, they don't stop saying Tachnun. And I remember in yeshiva, they used to always say that a chassan, if he wants the daven, should go find a minyan that they don't know he's a chassan, and he should make believe he's saying Tachnun in order not to be monea the rest of the tzibur from saying it. But you see how great the power of Tachnun is that even though we shouldn't be saying it, it's better for the chassan to daven b'yichidus than to stop the tzibur from saying it. And my father actually told me that Rabbi Reisman from Flatbush, from the Navi Shir, if the Pesach has been heard saying, he can't wait to get back to Tachnun already. It's been long enough, the whole month that we've gone through without Tachnun, he just already can't wait, to get back to it. Today's Shir is L'Zeichen Nishmas, my aunt, Chaya Zisel Bas Ephraim, whose yard site is tonight and tomorrow. We're going to go into the Kedusha, the Sidra, Ashrei Elam Natzeach Vol Tzion. Today we will touch on Ashrei Elam Natzeach and save of all Tzion. So, as I was davening today, I realized there was a whole little part of going into Ashrei that I had forgot to put into my notes. So I'm going to read it from my phone here. And we know that we finished Shmon Esrei, we finished Tachnun, we've hit the climax of davening, we're now on the return out of davening, return back to everyday life. And Ashrei is the perfect transition, as it praises not only Hashem's greatness, but also his closeness to us and to all of his creation. And as we know, it has the famous pasuk of Poseches Yedecho Masbichol Chai Ratzon, which is the pasuk that one has to repeat Ashrei if he does not have the proper kavana at that point. And the Zohar tells us that the difference between the Ashrei we said earlier in davening and the Ashrei at this point is that the Ashrei at the beginning of davening in Psuga de Zimra is meant just as a praise of Hashem. And it's not at that point supposed to be a plea for mercy and parnasa, as opposed to the Ashrei at this point is where we're asking Hashem to provide our needs, as it follows, as we said, after the Shemoneh Esrei and Tachnun. Now, once we've praised Hashem, does it make sense at this point to now request these needs? And Chazal tell us that anyone who says Ashrei 3 times every day is guaranteed a portion in Olam Haba. And the Aruch HaShulchan explains that Ashrei is similar to Kedusha. It's full of verses that describe the greatness of Hashem and the fact that he's separate from and elevated above all beings. And the Gemara tells us that whenever we find a mention of Hashem's greatness, we also find the description of his humility. And it's Hashem's humility manifests itself in his caring for all of his creations, despite the fact that they are so distant from his greatness. And we find this juxtaposition in Kedusha and so too in Ashrei. And since Ashrei, therefore, is so similar to Kedusha, we recite it twice in Shacharis, one corresponding to the Kedusha of Chazaras HaShatz, and the other to the Kedusha of Avolat Zion, and one more again at Mincha to correspond to the Kedusha of Mincha that we say during the Shemoneh Esrei there. Laman Atzeach. So the Aruch HaShulchan tells us Laman Atzeach is a continuation of our request for help with our Parnasa. He brings another reason. He says David HaMelech said this kapitel after the first 18 kapitel of Tehillim, even though by us we find this kapitel Chaf, but it used to be that kapitel Aleph and Beis was one kapitel, and it was really kapitel Yud Tes. And therefore we too say this tefillah after the 18 brachos of Shemona Esrei. And Rav Moshe Wolfson tells us there's a well-known segula for this kapitel to be recited on the behalf of a woman who's in the throes of childbirth. And our generation, he says, finds itself in a similar situation. The arrival of Mashiach, referred to by Yeshayahu HaNavi, is referred to as a birth. And the Chachamim referred to the difficult times that precede his arrival as the Chevlei Mashiach, the birth pangs of Mashiach. And just as the time of the greatest pain precedes the intense joy of giving birth, so too the Nisyonos of Golos intensify as the glorious days of Mashiach approach. And we open and say, L'manatzeach v'smala David Ya'ancha Hashem b'yom tzara. And certainly today, we're living through a Yom Tzara, a day of distress. On an individual level, so many people are beset with worry over health issues, financial stress, difficulty with raising their children, finding shidduchim for them. On a national level, we're concerned for the future of Eretz Yisrael and the enemies that we face around the world. And David HaMelech shows his rock from Bitachon that accompanied him throughout his difficult life. He opens this kapitel with a Lamanatseach Mizmar LeDavid. Erem Shimshon Rafal Hirsch says, Lamanatseach comes from the word Nitzachon of triumph. David HaMelech is saying that in the middle of the Yom Tzara, he already can see a victorious Klal Yisrael. And therefore, it's not just a Lamanatseach, but it's Lamanatseach Mizmar. It's also a Mizmar too. Yisagev Chashem Elokei Yaakov. So the question asked is, why do we only mention Yaakov and not the other Avos? And the Gemara answers, let the owner of the beam bear its weight itself. And Rashi explains that the owner of the beam is Yaakov, who fathered all 12 Shvatim. And therefore, let him be the one to ask for mercy for them. And the Aruch HaShulchan adds that Yaakov suffered much pain in raising his children and providing for them. And he suffered at the hands of Esav and Lavan. He suffered more than Yitzhak or Avraham. Nevertheless, Hashem saved him in every situation, and so too he will save us, as the children of Yaakov, from our troubles. Rav Moshe Wolfson tells us that Yaakov Avinu was granted 4 brachos over his lifetime. The Zohar tells us that he kept the weakest one for himself, and reserved the other 3 for the generation that would precede the arrival of Mashiach. That generation, being our generation, finds ourselves surrounded by enemies wishing to destroy us. But through the power of Yaakov's brachos, we will be transformed from the generation of the Ikvus of the Mashiach to the generation of the Geula. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh and Metzion Yisadeka. Even though we find ourselves in Golos, our Yeshua comes from Tzion, from the Makom HaMikdash. That place is revealed to Yaakov as the gateway to Shemayim, the place from which all of our tefillos, wherever they are uttered, ascend. Yizkar Kol Minchosecha V'Alascha Yidash Nesela. A karban mincha is an offering of flour that's usually brought by a poor person who cannot afford to bring an animal or even a bird as a karban. Though it's small and inexpensive, the poor man's karban is very precious to Hashem. So much so that it's considered as if he offered his very soul on the Mizbeach. And our generation, in comparison to earlier generations, is like the poor man who has little to offer. We cannot hope to attain the levels of Torah, Tefillah, Chesed of the Tzaddikim of yesteryear. But we should not despair. Just as Hashem greatly valued the poor man's mincha, so too he greatly values our sincere efforts in Avodas Hashem. In this pasuk, David likens the mincha to an expensive ola, as he uses the word yidashna, which is related to vidoshen and grow fat, indicating a carbon of the highest quality. The fact that we continue to serve Hashem with love and strive to remain a pure and holy people, even in a world so decadent and deprived, is exceedingly precious to Hashem, and therefore we can say the next pasuk with confidence of Yitein Lecha Chel Vavecha V'chol Tzatzcha Yimale, that He'll grant you with your heart's desires and fulfill your every need. Niranano B'shu Asecho V'shem Lekenu Nidgol Yimale Hashem Kol Mishalo Secho. Rav Moshe Wolfson tells us that we're a unique people. We live in difficult times, and every person's heart is burdened by worry. Yet we find it in ourselves to truly rejoice that we are the nation of Hashem. David HaMelech proclaims that we sing with joy even as we're experiencing trials and tribulations, because we know that everything is for good and ultimately Hashem will improve our situation. The Baal Shem Tov tells us that following the war with Amalek, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ki yod al keis ka melchama la Hashem ba Amalek midar dar. The word for throne, kisei, is spelled keis, missing the aleph. The name of Hashem is spelled yud and hey instead of the usual yud kei vav kei. And Chazal tell us that Hashem swore that His name and throne will not be whole until Amalek is totally eradicated. So the Baal Shem Tov says what we're saying here is we're saying Kol Mishal Osecha is that Yimalei Hashem, is that Hashem's name should be complete again with the Geula and eradication of Amalek. Ati Yadati Ki Hashi Hashem Mishicho Ya'aneu Mishmei Kodesho. We are confident that ultimately salvation will come because our bond with Hashem is eternal and He will never forsake us. David HaMelech declares, not only do I believe that Hashem will save us, I know that this is so. Bigvuros Yesh Yemino. The term Gvuros represents the power of Hashem's Midas Adin. Yemino represents His Midas HaChesed. And even when Klal Yisrael sins, resulting in the arousal of the Midas Adin, Hashem finds ways for the judgments to be sweetened by the Midas HaChesed so that ultimately we are saved. Eilev Arechev, Eilev Asusim, V'anachnu B'Shem Hashem Elkeinu Nazkir. The Aruch HaShulchan says that all the other nations rely on natural means for sustenance, but we trust only in Hashem. Rav Moshe Wolfson says that today's horses are the tanks, the drones, the laser-guided missiles. Nations of the world place their faith in these weapons created by modern technology. But we know the outcome of war is entirely in the hands of Hashem. Many years ago, the Siyum HaShas was being held for the first time at Madison Square Garden, and it was at the same time that the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus was there. And Rav Lippe Geldworth had said that Eilev Erechev, Eilev Asusim, the rest of the world comes to Madison Square Garden for the horses and elephants. But Vanachnu, Hashem El Shem Elkeinu Natzkeh, we Klal Yisrael, come for a Kiddush Hashem, to be Masker Hashem in public. And we've also mentioned, unfortunately, the joke that's said about this pasuk of Eilev Erechev, Eilev Asusim, that the whole world travels by car and plane, but Vanachnu, B'Shem Hashem Elkeinu Natzkeh, we travel when we mention Hashem's name, when we daven Shemona Esrei. Hey, Makarov in a follow, Vanachnu Kamnu Vanisaidad, that when our enemies slump in defeat, they fall broken and shattered. But when Klal Yisrael falls, Chas V'Shalom, it's only temporary. Vanachnu Kamnu, we rose after we have fallen, because when we do fall, it's Hashem's way of motivating us to mend our ways and to strengthen our avodas Hashem. The word Vanis Odad is related to the word of Od, still, representing the eternity of Klal Yisrael. And Micha Novi tells us, Al tismichi oyavti li kinafalti kamti ki eshe b'choshech Hashem orli, that rejoice not over me, my enemy, for though I have fallen, I have risen. Though I sit in darkness, Hashem is a light for me. And the Medrash Shachar Tov comments, had I not fallen, I would not have arisen. Had I not sat in darkness, Hashem would not have been a light for me. And the Kapitel ends, Hashem Hoshia, HaMelech Yanenu, Yom Kareinu. The Medrash Shachar Tov explains that when misfortune happens to Klal Yisrael, and they beg Hashem for help, Hashem promises to answer them and to share in their distress. And the Zohar tells us that this kapitel has 70 words, corresponding to the 70 sighs of a woman in the throes of childbirth. And Rav Moshe Wolfson says that we're nearing the arrival of Mashiach, and most probably we are in the midst of that 70th sigh, represented by the final word of this kapitel, Kareinu. And therefore, let us call out to Hashem with a heartfelt tefillah, and through this we will merit the Geula, may it come speedily in our time. And just to end with a short story and then the homework. So Rav Gershon Aaron was told that he had moved to a town in Minnesota called Duluth. And he was working tirelessly to bring Yiddishkeit to its Jewish residents. And one of his first projects was to construct a mikveh in the town. And after considerable work and effort, the day finally came. The cement trucks arrived with 40,000 pounds of concrete to make the basin. When about two-thirds of the necessary concrete was poured, the engineer came to the rabbi and informed him there was a miscalculation. There were only 3 cubic yards of concrete left in the truck, which was not enough for the basin. And if the concrete was not all poured at once, the chances of this mikveh being kosher would be very small. "Pour every drop you have," Rabbi Aaron told the man, "and in the meantime, we're going to pray. This is all we can do." And the rabbi ran to the base medrash and brought some tehillim for the people to use. And miraculously, just like the oil on Hanukkah that burnt for 8 days, the concrete continued to flow from the truck. And just when the basin was completed, the truck stopped and it was bone dry. And the engineer said he had never seen anything like this before in his life. He expected the truck to run dry 20 minutes earlier, but with Hashem's bracha, there was enough concrete to build the only mikveh within a 220-mile radius. And again, as we see, you know, from all these different stories, that the power of when we really believe in the tefillah and we really use it as the proper tool, then anything can happen. Even nisim, geluyim, you know, can open miracles can really take place. And the homework, obviously, over the week is, as we say, Ashrei in Lamanatzeach, to stop to think what we're accomplishing in the second Ashrei and what we're accomplishing in this tefillah of Lamanatzeach.